Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Creepy Cave by Robin Gillingham is a decodable chapter book created for children who need structured reading support, especially those with dyslexia or related reading difficulties. Positioned within the category of dyslexia-friendly reading tools for kids, it combines an adventure story with carefully controlled text intended to help readers practice phonics and decoding skills. Public descriptions consistently present the book as being inspired by Orton Gillingham principles, which emphasizes explicit, sequential, sound-based reading instruction. The book is aimed at children roughly in the middle grade range, especially ages 8 to 12, who may want stories that feel age-appropriate while still matching their current reading level. Its design features include a dyslexia-friendly font, short chapters, manageable sentence length, and decoding support through sound-based word structure. Rather than separating skill work from enjoyment, the book appears to integrate both. Its main purpose is to help young readers build fluency, confidence, and persistence through an engaging but accessible reading experience. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a decodable story built for struggling readers. One of the most important aspects of The Creepy Cave is that it is presented as a decodable reader rather than a conventional chapter book. That distinction matters because decodable texts are designed to align reading material with the sounds and spelling patterns a learner can reasonably work through. For children with dyslexia, this can reduce frustration and create a more direct connection between phonics instruction and real reading practice. Instead of asking a child to guess from context or memorize whole words without support, a decodable book encourages active sounding out and recognition of spelling patterns. In this case, the book appears to use controlled language, short sentences, and a gradual level of challenge so that reading feels achievable. That structure can be especially helpful for older children who want a story that feels adventurous, but still need material matched to their decoding level. The practical value of the book lies in that balance. It treats reading support as part of the storytelling experience rather than as a separate drill. As a result, the book can serve not only as independent practice, but also as a useful tool in tutoring, home reading, or classroom intervention settings where consistency and readability are essential. Secondly, connection to Orton Gillingham-style reading support. Descriptions of The Creepy Cave repeatedly connect it to Orton Gillingham-inspired reading materials. That is a significant marker because Orton Gillingham is widely associated with structured literacy and explicit phonics instruction for students with dyslexia. While the book itself is not a full instructional program, its stated inspiration suggests that it follows some of the same core ideas: systematic attention to sound-symbol relationships, manageable text, and reading practice that reinforces decoding rather than bypassing it. For families and educators familiar with dyslexia support, that positioning gives the book a practical identity. It signals that the text is meant to work with evidence-based reading habits, not against them. This matters because many books marketed to struggling readers simplify plot or vocabulary, but do not actually support decoding in a meaningful way. The Creepy Cave appears to aim for a more purposeful model by giving readers a story they can engage with while also strengthening foundational reading skills. Its value, then, is not only in entertainment but in alignment with a trusted educational approach. That makes it easier for parents, teachers, and specialists to use the book as part of a broader literacy routine focused on confidence, fluency, and accurate word reading. Thirdly, reader-friendly design choices that reduce overwhelm. Another notable feature of The Creepy Cave is its emphasis on accessible presentation. Available descriptions mention a dyslexia-friendly font, short chapters, and words broken into sounds for easier decoding. These design choices are central to the reading experience, especially for children who often feel visually or cognitively overloaded by standard print formats. A dyslexia-friendly font is intended to improve readability and reduce some of the stress that can come from dense or visually challenging text. Shorter chapters can also play an important motivational role. They create frequent stopping points, make progress visible, and help readers feel that finishing a section is within reach. For children who have experienced repeated difficulty with books, that sense of completion can matter as much as the text itself. The mention of sound-based support further suggests that the book is built with decoding in mind at both the language and formatting level. Together, these features make the book more than just a story with a helpful label. They indicate a deliberate attempt to shape the physical and linguistic experience of reading so that it feels manageable. That practical attention to format is likely one reason the book stands out in a crowded field of materials for struggling readers. Fourthly, an adventure framework that keeps skill practice engaging. Educational reading books often struggle to hold a child's interest if the text feels too obviously instructional. The Creepy Cave appears to address that problem by using an adventure story structure. Public descriptions refer to a rescue mission involving siblings, and the title itself suggests suspense and discovery. That kind of framework is useful because it gives readers a reason to keep going beyond the mechanics of practice. For children in the 8 to 12 age range, motivation is a major factor in reading development. A book can be carefully structured for decoding, but if it feels too young or too dry, readers may disengage. By placing reading support inside a fast-moving adventure, the book seems to acknowledge that older struggling readers still want excitement, narrative momentum, and a sense of age-appropriate challenge. This is an important part of its appeal. It is not simply a remedial workbook in story form. Instead, it aims to make the reading act itself feel purposeful and enjoyable. That combination can support confidence in a deeper way, because success comes from following a real story rather than completing isolated exercises. The result is a format that respects both the instructional needs and the imaginative interests of its audience. Lastly, confidence building through fluency and reinforcement. A recurring theme in descriptions of the creepy cave is confidence building. This is not a vague promise, but a practical result of how the book is structured. Short chapters, controlled text, and sound-based decoding support all contribute to a reading experience where success can happen regularly. For children with dyslexia, confidence is often tied directly to whether a book feels conquerable. If every page presents too many barriers, motivation quickly drops. A book like this appears designed to create repeated moments of success, which can gradually improve fluency and willingness to read. The inclusion of a word frequency list at the end also points to reinforcement beyond the story itself. That feature can help children review common words, practice recognition, and extend learning after finishing the text. It gives parents, teachers, and tutors a simple way to revisit reading patterns without needing separate materials. In that sense, the book functions on two levels as a narrative experience and as a practical literacy tool. Its educational strength lies in this combination of accessibility, repetition, and accomplishment. Rather than overwhelming readers with complexity, it supports a steady path toward greater independence, which is often exactly what struggling readers need most. In conclusion, The Creepy Cave is best suited for children who want a real story but still need direct reading support, especially those with dyslexia, decoding difficulties, or uneven fluency. It also has clear value for parents, tutors, intervention teachers, and homeschoolers looking for material that connects reading practice with an age-appropriate chapter book format. Its main practical benefit is that it does not ask struggling readers to choose between accessibility and enjoyment. Instead, it appears to combine decodable text, supportive formatting, and an adventure-driven narrative in a way that helps practice feel meaningful. That can make a major difference for readers who have grown discouraged by books that are either too difficult or too simplistic within its category. The book stands out because it is positioned not merely as high-interest, low-difficulty fiction, but as a more intentionally structured dyslexia-friendly reading tool. The Orton-Gillingham-inspired approach, the emphasis on manageable text, and the inclusion of reinforcement features such as a word frequency list give it a stronger educational identity than many general early chapter books. For readers who need confidence as much as skill practice, The Creepy Cave offers a realistic and supportive pathway into independent reading while still preserving the excitement of story. If you would like to support Robin Gillingham, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.